All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Guys, we are back with some more Lust Academy, so let's get started. Going right to bed. I'm not doing any of those. Again, like, nobody responded. Nobody told me, oh, Grim, we need those stupid little scenes where the girls are asleep. So guess what? You're not getting those stupid little scenes where the girls are asleep anymore, because that's a waste of fucking time, in my opinion. They're not that great. I finally got a good night's sleep. I'm full of energy and ready to study. So how do I start the day? With a box of frosted flakes. No, we're not gonna do that. Okay, I'll freshen up in the shower and then decide. Damn, Elijah looks even more depressed than before. Maybe I should talk to him. I'm afraid to upset Elijah again, but I need to know if he and his brother had made up. Hello, Grim. Come here. We need to talk. Great. He called me himself. I'm right here, bro. I see how you've cheered up. How you feeling? You managed to get through to Ezra after all. And this is not a question, but a statement. Because my brother suddenly expressed a desire to talk to me. How did it go? I'm not going to argue. It wasn't an easy conversation to have. And I realized that I put too much trust in a person who didn't deserve it. I really hope you didn't mean me, haha. Come on, buddy, I meant Martin. Ezra and I cross-referenced some facts and found out that Martin was trying to break us up. Wow, but why would he want that? Because Ezra is the runner of the dueling club, and I'm the head man of Leonhardt. How awful. So Martin turned out to be a kind of careerist or stickler. I don't know the guy, but I'm starting to hate him. But how could Martin do this to us? He knew we weren't lovers. I don't understand people like him, and that frustrates me immensely. If it weren't for you, Mart would probably have continued deceiving Ezra and me for a long time. And I'm afraid to even imagine how it could have ended. Don't worry, bro. We all put our trust in the wrong person sometimes. It makes us human. Once we figure it out, Ezra broke off all relations with Martin. He's absolutely right. You should stay away from people like that. And do you want to know what frustrates me the most? Martin immediately had an affair with some third-year girl. With a girl he was pretending to be gay. I understand how you feel, but it's over now. Somehow I kind of expected it. When two brothers fight over literally nothing, it means someone pitted them against each other. I have told you more than once that you're a true friend, Grim. Sorry to dump all this on you, but I have no one else to talk to. Ezra is also very worried, but he can handle it, I'm sure. Why don't you get together again and talk about how you feel? In these kinds of situations, we're better off if we keep it to ourselves. That, my friend, doesn't count for you, though. I'm very happy for you and Ezra. All right, I need to go shower. See you later. Sure, I'll just sit here for a few more minutes. I'm not sure, but I think I saw someone going into the bathroom. You might want to try knocking first. If someone's there, it's probably locked, but I have to give it a try. Goodbye. So Elijah was right, there is someone in here. I wonder why Samantha never bothers to lock the door. What a shameless girl. Anyway, if I'm already here, it'd be rude not to say hi. Good morning, Sam. Hello, sweetie. Do you have any idea how lovely it is to start my morning with you like that? And with such a stunning view. I don't even need coffee. I'm already full of energy. You're a wizard, really. Oh, come on, but thank you, I'm just giving praise to the muse that you are. And while I'm at it, there's another reason I'm so glad to see you. I have to tell you something about Oliver. Did you talk to him after all? Did you find out anything? Yes, and I'm ready to share it with you. Although he asked me not to tell anyone, but since our case is so special, tell me everything. Anyway, your concerns about Dakota were unfounded. Just like I said, huh? Oliver said that he decided to relax just before the tournament. So he got some nectar from the Dryads, hoping to have a good time. But it seems that he was unlucky with a batch. So in the first stage, he was completely out of it, and hardly understood what was happening in the arena. This is a truly unique set of circumstances. Yeah, who'd have thought? Have you calmed down now? Are there no more questions for Dakota? Is it just me, or is she slightly disappointed? I think she really was hoping to find some dirt on Dakota. I mean, today she got lucky, but tomorrow, who knows? Well, all right. Thank you anyway. Come on now, let me give you a towel. You must be pretty cold standing there like that. Well, that would be nice. Here, a soft and warm towel. I'm getting chills just imagining you using it. Even that pleases you? Sometimes you can see beauty in simple things. Wow, what are you doing? Do you have a problem with that? Sorry, but I just couldn't resist you. How can I be uncomfortable with the way you're rubbing my shoulders? I just didn't expect such tenderness and care from you. Hey, that one actually hurt a little. I always try to be sweet and gentle to you. Just love her breasts, God, even though I'm only touching her body through the towel, it still gets me incredibly turned on. Just like that. Mmm, it feels amazing. Maybe you can dress me up, huh? No way, Sam, I'm sorry. Last thing I want to do now is cover your divine body with clothes. Grim, and what are you doing now? Nothing, just admiring your juicy lips. They're so sexy. I mean, European scenes are so much different than anything we do here in the U.S. They really, like, they go a lot more into what you would consider foreplay than what we do. I can hear her breathing growing faster. I feel like I'm not the only one getting turned on. Oh, how amazing to feel those soft, warm lips on mine. Time stands still, and the rest of the world ceases to exist. There's only me and her lips. What are you doing to me, Grim? Your touch is making me lose my mind. You make me so horny. God, everything feels like a dream. Her naked body against my thighs. You know what I want to do now, And what's that, honey? I want to give you an unforgettable experience. Oh, wow. You don't mind, do you? Of course I don't. No, Samantha, of course not. Oh, those big eyes, hypnotic and hungry. Trust me, you'll be over the moon. I think I'm literally a minute away from something incredible. And Samantha knows what pleasure is, that's for sure. Wow, you're so hard already. You seem pretty turned on. And you know what? For some reason, I think you really need to relax. Oh, since you insist. I enjoy your moans, so don't hold back, okay? I want to see your emotions. Oh, God! Her little velvety tongue is so soft and wet. Is the view good enough from there? Well, you can be sure of that. The view is excellent. Just like that. Whoa, yeah. Her moaning. She seems very excited about all this. Pretty sure she's soaking wet already. Oh, yes! It's all I can manage to articulate. It feels like my head went completely blank. I'm so focused on my sensations. I really like the way she's kissing the head as she massages my dick with her tongue, just before swallowing it whole. But I feel like I'm losing control already. Don't tease me, just stick it in, please. Oh dear. Ulk. Oh God. That feels so fucking amazing. This is so nice. Oh yeah, there you go. Alright, some other angles, guys. You're the best, Sam. I can't hold back any longer. Is it okay if I come inside your mouth? Oh, I don't have any problem with that. Besides, sperm is very good for your health. Oh yes, just like that. That was unbelievable, Sam. This is the most amazing thing I've ever felt. I'm glad you like it, honey. How delicious. I wonder where you keep all that semen, hee-hee. Oh, I think I've overdid it a little. I'm only kidding. That was really cool. Except now I think I need to take a shower again. Or brush my teeth at least, haha. I'll leave you to it then. See you later, okay? Have a great shower and a great day. Well, that was fun and unexpected, but now I'm late. I have to run if I want to make it in time for Victoria's class. Victoria looks cheerful, and more importantly, healthy. But after what happened in our last class, I can't be sure of anything. I should find out how she's doing and see if she needs help. Miss Lapice, mind sparing a moment of your time? As you can see, I'm a little busy, but I always have a minute for you, Grim. What did you want to talk about? Just wanted to see how you're feeling. I was really worried about when you passed out. Oh, I can assure you I'm doing well. Svetlana made me promise to see her once every other day for the next few weeks. Despite that, she doesn't see any reason to be concerned. That means you can take it easy. When it comes to the injuries caused by the servants of the Overlord... Silence, Grim, not in front of everyone. Alright, we still have a few minutes before class starts. We can quickly talk about it in peace. But let's talk outside the study room. Whatever you say, Miss Lapice. Good thing Victoria offered to step outside the classroom. She's right, there's too many people here. We wouldn't be able to have a normal conversation. Miss Lapice, you're telling me the truth when you say you're feeling okay? I already informed you about my health. Everything's in check. Maybe I'm overreacting. I've already seen you unconscious twice in less than a year. Both of those times were related in some way to the Overlord. You know the state our founders are in after encountering him. I think my concern is valid. The Overlord is definitely a formidable adversary, but exaggerating his power also seems like a bad idea to me. I admit, I didn't perform to my full potential in my fight with him. It still upsets me. It's frustrating, you know, to get a slap on the nose like that. Arthur, the most wise and experienced magician among us, gave me a lot of help. He chose an evening and invited me to come to his office, and he spent a lot of time thinking about all the mistakes he had made. He was not very pleased about it, but he did it, so I stopped blaming myself for what happened. At some point, I realized what he was trying to do. I acknowledged my flaws, let them go, and pushed forward. If you thought I was made of metal, now you know that I'm not invincible. Are you disappointed in me? No, you're a great teacher and a powerful mage, and very beautiful. You're someone I want to protect, which is why I've been so worried about you. I'm capable of protecting myself, you know. No one's arguing against that. But when you have a loyal friend by your side, it's easier to face any challenge. I'll always be there for you, no matter what challenges we go up against. Grim, sometimes I forget you're a student. You've helped me and the Academy so much already. Battle mages don't have long tenures. There have only been a few exceptions to that. However, you're still correct about one thing. A loyal friend can always help turn the tide of any battle, magical or not. I'm very glad to have you by my side. Someone who's ready to protect me in any situation. If you want, you can call me your squire. Squire, that does sound nice, but my weapons like yours come from within. I shouldn't do this, but damn, am I dreaming? She kissed me first this time. She really does care about me. Victoria, your lips on mine, it's like I'm drunk. Ah, that's the answer to how I feel about you. Are you satisfied? I don't think I understood that completely. Mind repeating it for me, Miss Lapis? Ha, nice try. That'll be a one-time incident. Worth a shot, right? I don't know what I see in you, Grim, but I know for sure that you'll never betray me. Victoria, how could you think? Shh, don't ruin the moment. We both know how we feel about each other. You don't have to say it out loud. I'm happy we met, Victoria. You can always count on me no matter what. It looks like we're seriously delayed. I need to hurry if I don't want to be late for my own class. I'll allow you to remain a bit longer. It would look strange if we arrived together. Thank you, Victoria, for everything. Grim, this seems to be another moment where you should stay quiet. I don't even know what to say. And she kissed me herself. There's no chance we'll be anything more, though, right? Oh, well, I think I'm going to class today. Going to class today would spoil the moment. But I should go to at least one class today. Sabrina's lesson should be starting soon. Welcome, class! I suppose many of you have heard of the Potion of Fortune, or maybe you've even already used it in the hope of getting a good grade on the exam. I have to tell you that its capabilities are somewhat exaggerated, but given its reputation, you wouldn't take my word for it anyway, would you? Anyway, today we're going to make the Potion of Fortune, and each of you will be able to try it out on yourselves. The recipe is extremely simple, and I suggest you open your textbooks and find it. In the meantime, I'm going to choose my assistant, Grim! Of course, Sabrina, as always, calls on the best of the best, me, haha. I have all the ingredients right here. Your task is just to mix them up and bring them to a boil. I'm always ready to help you, Miss Spellman. This is a very simple assignment. The ingredients for this potion are not freely available, as you understand. This means you will not be able to practice making it on your own. Try to remember everything you learned today. In a few minutes. The potion is almost ready, except that it must be cooled so that it thickens. It's still about a half an hour until class ends. But we're done now, so I'm letting you off early today. And you, Grim, as my assistant, will have to stick around and help finish the job. No problem, Miss Spellman. It's a pleasure to be here alone with you. I must have inhaled the fumes from the cauldron because I'm feeling lucky. Haha. Actually, I was going to leave you here alone and take a little walk in the park. Oops. But now that luck is on your side, I suggest you keep me company. Nothing bad can happen to this cauldron anyway because it's full of the Potion of Fortune. Yes, Miss Spellman, of course. The weather is perfect for a walk. Wonderful. Then I'll put a lid on the potion to keep the dust out, and then we'll go. Is there a lot of dust in here? I thought the classroom was always very clean. There's still just a little dust in here. Well, I did everything I was going to do, so let's go. Grim, thank you for agreeing to this walk. Sometimes I catch myself thinking that I'm becoming a workaholic. I have to be honest with you. I think all of our teachers are workaholics. Really? Haha, so I'm not the only one. You intentionally made the lesson short to get a little break, didn't you? You got me, but don't tell anyone. Keep it between us. Of course, Miss Spellman. It's so much like a date, but she's a teacher and I'm her student. By the way, if you suddenly wanted to ask me something, take a moment. Perhaps you want to know something about potions that isn't usually written in textbooks. Don't be shy, Grim. I do have a question for you, but it's definitely not about potions. Grim, don't be afraid. I don't bite. Okay, I'll tell it like it is, and I apologize in advance if it sounds too frank. I like you a lot, Miss Spellman, and I can see that you care for me too. But I worry that you could be being kind to me just because I remind you of Jacob. And I want to finally work it out so that my father's shadow doesn't stand between us. But I'm scared and embarrassed to say it out loud. I feel like I've inadvertently offended you, haven't I? Miss Spellman, Sabrina, please don't go. Forgive me, I really didn't mean to offend you. For me, any reminder of Jacob is still painful, and the fact he's gone. Yes, we broke up, but it was enough for me to have him around. My relationship with him didn't bring me happiness, but that doesn't mean I cut him out of my life. I more or less came to terms with his demise, and then you start reminding me of it again. I absolutely did not mean it. Forgive me. I urgently need to figure out how to calm her down and convince her that I don't want to torture her. I think I look completely hysterical right now, but believe me, I'm not. As for your question, I like you for yourself, and Jacob has nothing to do with it. You're the best alchemist among the students, and I really appreciate your thirst for knowledge. Miss Spellman, do I have a chance to be more than just a student to you and be somewhat closer? Do you really want to know that? What, am I awake? Is Sabrina really kissing me? So sweet, gentle, close, and at the same time, insanely distant Sabrina. How I wish I could prolong this moment so that it would last forever. Sabrina, I think I'm madly in love with you. I'm terribly embarrassed because I'm breaking the unwritten code of the Academy. But now you know exactly how I feel about you. I wouldn't even dare hope for such a thing, Miss Spellman. I have to go back to the classroom. I think the potion of fortune has cooled and thickened enough already. Thanks for the walk, and just thank you for everything. Sabrina is still a woman of mystery to me. And she's walking like she's got something stuck up her ass. I need to fix that. It really turns me on, and I really want to get to know her. But how can we do that when there's such a rift between us? She's the teacher, and I'm the student. It was easier for Jacob in that respect. He and Sabrina were on equal footing. However, it still didn't save him from a breakup. I have to be careful if I don't want to make the same mistakes as him. Today is kind of a crazy day. First, Samantha pestered me in the shower. Then suddenly, Victoria finally opened up to me. And now Sabrina. Are all my efforts starting to pay off? Well, as long as I get it under control and don't freak out, everything will be fine. Besides, I don't have time for this right now. Dakota's been waiting for my help for a while. I'm afraid the pixies will hurt her if I don't intervene soon. Okay, let me get some water. Ah. Dakota, sitting there so relaxed, as if the pixies are not in mortal danger because of her. Anyway, we'll sort it all out. Hi, Dakota. Are you busy? Am I bothering you right now? Oh, Grim. So nice to see you. I'm busy, but not too busy. And what's up? Nothing. I just wanted to talk to you. Do you mind taking a little walk with me? It won't take long, really. Well, all right. Let's go. Good excuse to get some air and clear my mind a little. Uh-huh. Listen, Dakota. After you told me the story about your missing necklace, I was really stressed. I felt so bad about what happened. I really wanted to help you. So I went to the Pixies with just that intention. I talked to them and... God, Dakota, why didn't you just tell me everything? What are you talking about? Why did you pretend you had no idea where the Pixies' home in the woods was? You know exactly how to get there. You've been in there before, right? You were there and you stole their relic, that diadem. The source of their realm's power. And after you sat there and cried about them stealing your necklace, they only want to get back what belongs to them. Stealing the necklace was just a way of getting your attention. Why are you yelling at me? I'm not yelling, I'm talking. Now that you've finished your rant, let me say a few words. I can't believe you'd think I'd do such a thing. and you don't even want to hear my story. It seems like I'm some kind of villain to you, who started this whole thing for personal gain. But it's not that at all. I had no idea that the diadem was so important to the Pixies. Moreover, I didn't even know who it belonged to at first. I was only looking for magical ingredients in the woods. And then I found that chest. When I opened it, I was amazed by the beauty of the diadem. Yes, I did take the chest and I already regret it. I feel very ashamed taking something that doesn't belong to me. So I was going to take it back as soon as possible. That's stupidity, not greed. I certainly didn't know it was so important to them. Go on, say something. Don't you believe me, Grim? All right. Come here. I believe you, okay? What am I doing? I've just started blaming Dakota for everything. Besides, I have no reason not to trust her. Maybe after talking to Grang, but it's not the clear truth, is it? Maybe he wanted to break us up on purpose. Pixies can be really tricky. Don't cry, please. I really feel bad for lashing out at you like that. That wasn't fair, and I'm pretty sure it's all just a ridiculous coincidence. What are you doing? I just got the urge to kiss your forehead. Very unexpected, but pleasant enough, hee hee. Thank you, Grim. I'm really sorry that I made you feel like it's all your fault. Oh, don't worry. I think we sorted it out, right? Let's get back to business now. That diadem must be returned as soon as possible. This isn't a joke. I went there and talked to the Pixies. They're very serious. Your life could be in danger, okay? I hate to think what a bunch of angry Pixies could do. And I don't want to find out, to be honest. Sure, I'll take the diadem back to them. I was going to give it back anyway. Great, that's settled then. Listen, Grim, can we go to the Pixies together? I mean, I'm afraid to go to them alone now. Especially if they're all so angry at me. I'd really appreciate it if you said yes. Of course you can count on me. We'll do it together. We can even go there right now, hee hee. Oh no, not just now. I need to calm down first. Plus, I have a lot of homework to do. I can't just drop it and go to the woods. Okay, sure. But don't drag it out, okay? The sooner we're done with this, the sooner you can have your necklace back. Thank you, Grim, for helping and supporting me. It's nothing, really. You have a good evening. Bye-bye. It's good that Dakota told me the truth. At least now I have a complete picture of what happened. Let's see how this plays out. By the way, this isn't the first time this has happened by any means. Whenever Dakota seems to play a central role in things, then it magically turns out that it's not her fault. The same thing happened to Oliver, when Samantha thought Dakota was guilty of everything. Huh. How does she even get into all that stuff? Okay, guys. So that is gonna be all of it for now. Things are heating up a little bit as far as the spicy department is concerned. But again, you know, there's this big stink that they're making, Collective Shout, even though they've come back and said, hey, we just wanted the games like sexual abuse and stuff gone. We didn't want all of them gone. So they're saying, we're not at fault for itch removing everything. Of course, they've delisted everything. You could still type in, like, Lust Academy itch and you'll find the game. But if you've noticed, there's, like, a lot more, like, romance in terms of the intimacy. Like, he kisses their hands, he'll kiss their forehead. There's a lot of things that I just don't see people do here in the West. In the U.S., not, you know, because the West obviously counts parts of Europe. But there's a lot more, like when he took his finger and put it on her lips and stuff like that. There's just not a lot. Guys really don't do that stuff around here. It's not really common. You don't see a lot of like basic, I don't want to say praise, like he's not worshiping her, but he's basically talking about, oh, you know, you have this and that, and women love compliments like that, to call her beauty so many times and all that kind of thing. That's a really good thing. A lot of women don't hear that, especially in this culture. There's a friend of mine that actually, well, an acquaintance of mine that actually killed herself recently, and a friend of mine I've been talking to, very, very beautiful woman, she had gotten in touch with me to talk about the fact that, you know, she basically talked to this girl about everything, and
right?
And, I mean, obviously that this girl had problems, you know? She had some drug issues that she was working on and stuff like that. And she was dating this guy from the Ukraine, and apparently he may have done something. We don't know. Like, we don't want to, because I know there's people that possibly in the Ukraine that made this game, so we don't want to just call everybody out like that, right? But apparently, either, well, we don't know. She says either she was murdered or suicide. But the thing that she said the most is that she was extremely suicidal for many, many years. And I mean, I looked at, you know, her pictures, and you know, she only had like a few pictures left, and my friend shared them with me. And you know, she was a very attractive girl, right? And it's kind of sad when you have somebody like that that just feels that they're terrible, right? Like, they don't get the kind of praise and, oh, your eyes are beautiful, your lips, you know, stuff like that. They don't have, women don't really get that much anymore, so they do tend to become more suicidal. They don't think they're attractive enough, and they're constantly doing surgery after surgery and surgery and this sort of thing to, you know, try to make themselves look more beautiful. But, you know, it's all about the, just the kind of stuff that they do in this game in particular. It's something that I think maybe more guys should kind of look at. It's like, hey, maybe you should be a little bit more romantic like that, you know? And I know there's a lot of, you know, some of you guys, you know, you're not in relationships at all, but I don't know. I think we're kind of past a lot of the old 2010s ways of thinking, when there was men being pit against women, and, you know, the feminism, and then, of course, the PUA, MGTOW, all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, now we're getting into a situation where, you know, women are not really sure what men are doing, and men aren't really sure what women are doing, and everybody's kind of just off to the side. So you're getting women that are killing themselves, and men that are killing themselves, and it's a pretty serious thing, right? So they're trying to bring people back together, and it's going to be really hard. Like, I will say one thing. Closing off all the porn is not going to bring people back together. Like, it's not the issue with society. The issue with society is that people aren't being social enough. They're not talking enough. People that would talk and get to know each other and share things, they're not doing that anymore. They're just looking at their phones all the time, which, look, I'm part of that too. It's very easy, especially if you deal with anxiety, to look at your phone, you know, because it's there. It's a good way to, you know, get some dopamine hits, I guess you could say, and that helps with anxiety a little bit. But, again, sometimes you get to a situation where there's somebody that is interested in you, and they also might have some anxiety. A lot of people have social anxiety now. It's a big deal. And they're gonna reach into their phone because they don't really know what to say or do or talk about, you know, they're, and you do get depressed, you do get lonely, you do get suicidal, so that's what happens. And this girl, evidently after 4 years, that was it. Like, I don't want to know the grisly details, but yeah, somebody did kill themselves, and obviously, she said she gained a little weight and all that, but even with, you know, the last picture that she showed me, you know, the girl did look bad. I mean, she was, like I said, very pretty. Of course, she had some issues. She used a lot of men in the past, and of course, the guy that she was with was apparently using her because, you know, apparently she'd always send him money, okay? So, that's always, that's a red flag as it is, that she's always sending him money. So, it's not a good situation. I don't, like I said, I don't really know much about their relationship, and I don't want to say he's at fault because we have no idea, but she absolutely was 100% suicidal for 4 years, and it was, it's just kind of sad. So, alright guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more Lust Academy here on Grim's Uncanny Valley, while we can still do it here on BitChute. Like, BitChute, they've been cool. The UK stuff passed, and we're still up on BitChute for now. I mean, when things change, they change, but for now, here we are. So enjoy it while we can. I'm out.